A blessed Easter to all of you. In some churches, the worship leader begins the Easter service by saying, "Christ is risen." And the congregation then responds in unison, "He is risen indeed." While we are unable to do that today, please know, be assured, that the Lord Jesus Christ is risen indeed. Praise the Lord. After the crucifixion, the death, and the burial of the Lord Jesus Christ, the women closest to him went to see the sepulcher. We read in Matthew 28, verses 5 through 7, "And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you." There are four verbs in the message of the angel to the women that set forth the heart of the Easter message. First of all, the verb come. Secondly, see. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. And then the third verb, go. Because the angel said, and go. Go quickly. And fourth verb, tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. Let's look first of all at the first of these verbs, come. The first verb, come, is an invitation. We invite with a hand gesture. And do you do it with the palm of your hand down or up? I think it's an interesting comparison to see the way people around the world invite people to come. Some time ago, I came across a brief article mentioning our Lord's seven invitations in the four Gospels. First of all, Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." A very precious invitation to every sin-burdened soul. We can come to him who is the sin-bearer and to him who says, "Cast thy burden upon the Lord." Indeed, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. There is no load of human care of which he cannot relieve us, and there's no sin too dark for his precious blood to cleanse us, thus making us whiter than snow. The second invitation is come and see in John chapter 1 and verse 39. The two disciples referred to here were honest seekers after truth. They wanted to know more and to have conversation with Jesus. They had found their true master and believed him to be what he professed to be, the Son of God. The closer we come to Christ, and the more we look to him, the more satisfied our souls will be. The third invitation is found in John 7, Verse 37. Come unto me and drink. Christ knows our human nature. He knows what soul thirst means, and that nothing else but the fountain of life can satisfy the parched soul. David knew this longing and expressed it in Psalm 42, the first two verses. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul searches for God, for the living God. And that brings us to the fourth invitation in John 21 and verse 12. Come and dine. He knows not only the soul's thirst, he also knows the soul's hunger. He is himself the living bread. He satisfies the hungry soul. He meets our every need. It is indeed a privilege to sit down and dine with him. And then the fifth invitation found in Mark chapter 10. Come, take up the cross and follow me. We cannot wear the crown if we will not bear the cross. As followers of Jesus, we must walk in his footsteps and count it all honor if we are permitted to bear the cross. And that brings us to the sixth invitation in Mark chapter 6. Come ye yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while. Jesus knoweth our frame. He knows our weakness. And just as the body needs periods of rest, so our souls need the same. We need more meditation. We need more quiet times with the Lord Jesus. Our Heavenly Father usually calls his servants away for a quiet time before sending them to important work. Moses was sent into the desert for 40 years before he began his real life's work. The Apostle Paul spent 3 years in Arabia just after his conversion, before his public preaching began. An unknown author has said, he prospers most in spiritual things who gets most alone with God. We do well to remember that and to put it into practice in our lives. Let me repeat that saying. He prospers most in spiritual things who gets most alone with God. Let's do that. Let's spend time with him, meditating upon his word, spending time in prayer. Let's come apart into a quiet place and rest a while. And then the seventh and the last of these invitations found in Matthew 25, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom. He has not redeemed us to a life of spiritual insignificance. We are born again, made new creatures, heirs of God, and joined heirs with Christ. We are to be kings and priests, and our position is far above that of angels, pure though they may be. May we never despise our inheritance. And then, there's another invitation that Jesus gives, found in the book of Revelation, in Revelation 22, verse 17. And Jesus says here, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. That's God's offer of salvation. Have you replied to the invitation? Have you come to the Lord Jesus Christ? If you have not done so yet, don't delay. Come to him today. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. But the angel did not just say, come. He said, come, see. So let's look at that word see. You know, the words come and see are combined a number of times in the Bible. For instance, in Psalm 66, come and see the works of God. And then in a passage already referred to in John chapter 1, verses 38 and 39, Jesus saw two disciples following him and said unto them, what seek ye? They said unto him, Rabbi, where dwellest thou? And he saith unto them, come and see. Just a few verses later in John chapter 1, in verse 46, we read, and Nathanael said unto Philip, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? And Philip said unto him, come and see. Now when it comes to the Lord Jesus Christ, come and see him first of all in the manger. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. You know, Christmas is a very popular time with most people. We think of Jesus there, the little baby Jesus. So come and see him in the manger. But don't stop there. Come and see him as he grows up. He is the God-man doing the work of God. As a 12-year-old, he went to Jerusalem with Joseph and Mary to celebrate Passover. When Joseph and Mary started the return journey, Jesus remained in Jerusalem. And that's where Joseph and Mary found him, in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. It is then that the Lord Jesus said to his mother Mary, I must be about my Father's business. Because she had said, your father and I have sought thee sorrowing. But Joseph was not his father. God was his father. And that's why he said, I must be about my, capital F, Father's business. And then, come and see as he suffered and died on the cross. The prophet Isaiah writes that the Lord Jesus Christ was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. And then come and see, as they took him down from the cross, put him in a borrowed tomb, sealed the stone, and put a watch on the tomb. And lastly, come and see the tomb after 3 days and nights. The stone is rolled away. The tomb is empty. He is risen from the dead. Our God is alive. And we serve a risen Savior. After saying, come and see, the angel told the women to go. The verb go is a command. The Lord Jesus said to his disciples, go ye therefore and teach all nations, that is, make disciples of all nations. That's in Matthew's gospel. And then in Mark's gospel, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now, leaving for a moment the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, and going on to the book of Acts, think a moment about the account of Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch. The angel of the Lord told Philip, arise and go. And we read that he arose and went. He obeyed the voice of God. And then Philip saw the Ethiopian eunuch, and the Holy Spirit said, go near and join thyself to his chariot. And Philip ran. Note that Philip ran. He did what the angel told the women. Go quickly. Now, not only did the angel say go, he said, go tell. The women were to tell the disciples of Jesus that he is risen from the dead. The disciples were slow to understand the message of the resurrection. When the women told them that Christ was risen, their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. However, the evidence was overwhelming. Jesus showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of the disciples 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. All the disciples, 11 of them, not counting Judas Iscariot, but 11 of them saw the risen Savior. Not only that, we're told in 1 Corinthians 15 that one of the infallible proofs of the resurrection is that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once. How much proof do you need? More than 500 people saw that the Lord Jesus Christ had risen from the dead. And that is the message that the women were to tell. Now, once they believed, the disciples went everywhere telling the people in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and the uttermost part of the earth that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, was buried, and rose again the third day according to the scriptures. That is the message we are to believe and to spread to the end of the earth. So today, this Easter Sunday, let us come and see the empty tomb. Let us rejoice on this Easter Sunday that the Lord Jesus Christ is risen indeed. Furthermore, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And then, let us go and tell a lost and dying multitude that the Lord Jesus Christ died and rose again to save us from our sins. Go and tell the people you meet at work, in school, while shopping, wherever you find yourself. Tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ. And, by the way, you can also tell them about Hope Bible Presbyterian Church. Invite people to come and see what great things the Lord has done for you. Let us labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun, faithfully spreading the good news of the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ and the eternal life that can come only from Him. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee that the Lord Jesus Christ rose again from the dead. May we today come and see the empty tomb as proof that He is risen. And may we go and tell other people that He is risen from the dead. And Father, if there be one or two or more here today who have not yet come to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, may they come today and believe on Him whom to know right is life eternal. For we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.